the day we decrease so that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll be so careful to give your name all of the praise, all of the glory, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
There's a word from the Lord on this first Sunday in 2023 that comes from Proverbs 4, 25, and 26. Proverbs 4, 25, and 26. It reads as follows. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, A New Direction. A New Direction. What a sight to behold if you've ever gone to Pimlico or ever watched the races on television, to see the horses run around the track at incredible speeds. I think that particular animal embodies grace, beauty, and strength.
Yes.
But not just the racetrack. If you go through the streets of Baltimore, you'll find street vendors or A-riders there with their horses. They're just quite the beast to see. But as you get closer to a horse, you will find and discover that they have some special equipment. They're fitted with blinders, firm leather squares, plastic cups that are attached to the bridle or hood, and they prevent the horse from seeing beside and from seeing behind. Horses have a peripheral vision. Their eyes are located on both sides of their head, allowing them to have a kind of panoramic view of life. Blinders keeps the horses from being distracted. Not to be outdone, mankind has developed something called blinkers. Now, you've got a pair of those. I'd love to see them someday. But what they do is they allegedly keep you from being distracted, wraparound fabric on your head, worn to conceal your face, and they got a little Bluetooth in them. So you can jam, pretend to work, whatever you want to do. They are called blinkers. And these blinkers, we're told, create some kind of a psychological personal effect. But I believe that we can benefit today from wearing spiritual blinders to keep us focused in the direction that God would lead us. But before we consider a new direction, we must look at the old direction.
Yes.
The things that led you in 2022, the things that you believe were important, your top five, your things you had to do, those were old directions. But I believe today that God wants to do a new thing in us.
Amen.
Do you believe that today, that you could just be with the old, that's who I am? But when God begins to change your thought life, he begins to change your devotional life, I don't know, I'm up for change. Amen?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And you know, if I had to sum up these passages before us, I would say that one word sticks out. It is called wisdom.
Yeah.
And you'll find plenty of examples of wisdom and knowledge throughout the Bible. But they're not synonymous. In other words, they have nearly the same meaning. Can I just go to 101? How many folks love the dictionary? Man, I still use the dictionary. I still use the thesaurus to help me out. Maybe you know your words. I mean, maybe you got A's on your vocabulary exam. But I look at the real basic, that wisdom is the ability to discern or judge what is true, what is right, what is lasting, whereas knowledge is information gained through experience and reasoning. I got proof of knowledge in my office, a couple of degrees, but they can't work like wisdom. And some stuff you just got to learn, amen? James 1 and 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you ought to ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given unto you. Anybody want to be wiser today? I don't know about you. I've made enough mistakes, enough missteps to just learn some things. You know, and Proverbs is the best place to find information about wisdom.
Amen.
A great portion of the work in the book of Proverbs, written by King Solomon, believed to be one of the wisest men to ever live.
Yeah.
He wasn't perfect. He was just wise.
Yeah.
The son of David. And Proverbs documents in part what Solomon is saying to his son about using his mental eyesight to find what is right in life. I believe that in order to head into a new direction, a few things ought to happen. We ought to have the correct vision. And we ought to follow a righteous path, and to have a godly attitude. Correct vision. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Not perfect vision, but corrected vision. Some of y'all like me, y'all wearing glasses because your vision is suspect. Amen? Some of y'all got them other things that you don't see your glasses, but you drop one of them. I know something's going on. Amen? But lenses help us to adjust our vision. Some of us are nearsighted. Some of us are farsighted. And I came across this fact. When it comes to our eyes or vision, it takes the brain as little as 13 milliseconds to process what your eyes have seen. I mean, quicker than that. At least 6 muscles are needed to move your eyes. That's a lot of work just for you to glance. Amen? But you know your eyes can play tricks on you. We need the right vision. Matthew 6, 22, 23, Jesus declares, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? The text says that we ought to gaze, to fix our gaze directly before us. Now don't lose that picture of a horse. I want you to keep that in mind, this blinder thing, amen? Has a glaze or a gaze, or a glance. Yeah, I caught that, didn't you? Has it got you into trouble? Just a quick gaze. Just a quick glance. Just a sneak, a peek. Have gotten all of us into trouble. I think I got to pray in church this morning. Amen? But we have to take authority over our vision. We have to give our eyes permission on what to look at, what not to look at, what to process, what not to stare at too long. Am I going down your street this morning? Just like that. 1 Peter 3 and 12 says, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. God has eyes. We use human attributes to describe God, the left hand, the right hand. But I remember Miss Rebecca Garvin. She would have the eyes of God.
Yes.
In my neighborhood, Miss Rebecca Garvin did not miss anything. And she would give mom and dad a full report. Anybody have a neighbor like that? Kept you out of trouble, didn't it? Nowadays, you got to be careful. You can't pull up, Hope, but look at that. But we've got to have a correct vision as we head into this new direction, but also to follow a righteous path. Give careful thought, verse 26, to the paths for your feet, and be steadfast in all your ways. Our path is our direction. It's what we choose in life. Nobody has forced you down that path that you find yourself now. Nobody had to twist your arm, but we make some choices in life, don't we? Amen? And along life's journey, there are always warning signs. Curve ahead. Watch your step. I was coming out of the bank the other day, and won't name the bank, but they need to fix that. I mean, I thought it was me getting up a truck. I just about lost my balance there. And in life, sometimes you will lose your balance if you don't follow God's direction. Does that make sense this morning? We got to give some careful thought to the path in life that we choose. And we can't always blame someone else. Amen? It's easy to say, my daddy had done that. If my mama had told me, there's some things that we mature in Christ and we have to take on responsibility. Amen? Amen. Love of Psalm 1:1-2 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his law is in the light of the Lord, and in that law doth he meditate day and night. We've all hit a bump or two in the road. A three. All walk down the wrong path. But I'm reminded with Psalm 37 and 23, the Lord maketh firm the steps of the one who delights in him. In other words, God says, I've got you. If you choose to go down the right path, our new direction has to be the kind of path. Know that you don't walk alone. You may be a little concerned about where God is leading you, because we don't know where he's going, but he's got a plan. I love the old song I grew up with, Walk With Me, Lord.
Yeah.
While I'm on my tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. You may get off at the other exit, but I want Jesus to walk with me. And the old song would say, you walk with my mother, now walk with me. You walk with my father, now walk with me. Anybody desire for God to walk with you today? Amen. I know you got it together, but I'm glad he chooses to walk with us. Righteous path. Correct vision as we pursue this new direction, but also having a godly attitude. The latter part of verse 26 says, and be steadfast in all of your ways. To be steadfast is to be firm. To be steadfast is to be unwavering. I love 1 Corinthians 15:58. It says, be ye steadfast, my beloved brethren, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Just determine you're going to lock in.
Yeah.
Amen? Oh, praise God. I mean, today you say, well, I'm ready to go, Reverend, but I need some reassurances that the Lord will be with you. Proverbs 3:5-6, you know it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll do what? Oh, I think you got this thing now. That no matter what you try to use, some new formula, some new book, some new pattern, God is still God all by himself. God is still the one I worship. God is still the one I put my hope in. God is still the one I put my trust in. Blessed be the God today. Amen. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by me. In other words, he's a way maker. And you're getting cold feet yet. Amen. Jesus says, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the earth. So maybe you've lost your way. Can we get personal? Maybe you got off to a rough start in the wrong direction. Allow God to be your compass today. A compass is a device that helps us in navigation, helps us to go in the right direction long before there was Siri and maps. There was a compass. Now, some of you Boy Scouts know about that. Man, they gave you a compass, and now you never get home. Because you ain't got your phone. But blessed be the God. But stop your folk and look at the sun and tell what time it is. Some folk know they didn't leave a bread crumb, but there's something they can get their way home. But blessed be the God that He is that compass for us. And He's given us the Holy Spirit to guide us through the unknown, to guide us through the uncharted, to guide us through the undiscovered places in life. And today, instead of looking to your left or your right, got those blinders on, right? It's okay to look up. David can testify. He took one too many wrong paths. He said, I'll lift my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. He shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And remember this. As the Holy Spirit guides you, know that He will reroute you and renew you. He'll refresh you and restore you. He'll reclaim you and reset you and revive you and restrain you and release you and reserve you and recover you and restart you and refine you and rebuild you and rectify you and reshape you and realign you. And He'll redeem you. Aren't you glad today? Hallelujah. I'm glad that I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, I'm glad that let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm just checking the little house. Does anybody feel like they've been redeemed today? My God, you are worshiping because God is on your side. You are worshiping because God is walking with you today. And that is the good news. And I close with this. I'm just going to rejoice today. Amen. I'm in a perfect mood today. I'm going to rejoice because God has been good to me. I'm going to rejoice because He kept running in my feet. I'm going to rejoice because He kept me in my right mind. I'm going to rejoice because He's given me an ear to hear what God says the Lord. I'm going to rejoice because He's good, and there's no debate about it. Well, now that you got that information, how many folk are ready to get on the path? How many folks have put on some sanctified shoes and say, Reverend, I'm ready to walk with the Lord today? How many folks said, I'm heading in a new direction? And that means shaking some folk who've been holding you back. How many folk are ready to run for the Lord today? I'm running, trying to make 100 because 99 and a half won't do. Lord, I'm singing, trying to make 100. Lord, I'm praying, trying to make 100. I've got a new direction. I've got a new path. I've got a new vision because of the one that I serve. Well, I serve a risen Savior. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Don't look at me funny. He was the one who went to the cross. That same Jesus, the one who died and bled for my sin and your sin. That same Jesus, the one who got up on the third day morning with all power in His hand. That same Jesus, the one who's coming back one day. I want to be clear about this thing. It's Jesus who's made a difference in my life. I don't want to give nobody a credit but Jesus. And He's on the main line. Just tell Him what you want. You need more joy. Tell Him what you want. You need more peace. Tell Him what you want. You need more hope. I dare you today to call on the name of Jesus. I challenge you today to say, Lord, I need Thee every hour. I won't come by and let you know that Jesus is real. And He's real in my life. He's real for you. If He's real for you, if He's real for you, time out for plaything, time out for plastic, but bless be to God. Where are you going? Where are you heading? Forgetting those things which are behind and pressing forth to those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. That is the word of God today. Come on, stand over this place today. Father, we thank you. New. As we come today on what the calendar says is the first day of the year, but we know that one day is as a thousand years from your perspective, God. Help us today to get off on the right foot. Put a do not enter sign on the old direction, the old path. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you might do that for us. It is our desire today. Even as we come, realize that some persons desire something new. I pray in the name of Jesus that newness might be a relationship with you. Nothing to be assumed today. You've never opened your mouth and said, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I desire to be saved. My life is a mess. And I need you to guide me and direct me in a new direction. We know you can do it in faith. So even now, God, in this place, or whether it be by way of the social media, you can do a great thing. Touch that heart today. We're praying for souls this year. Souls. Thank you, God. I declare it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You may come today. You desire to be a part of this little country church. You're more than welcome to walk today. You're more than welcome to connect with us at some point. But I tell you, I feel good today.